You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. Hopefully I will have the mental stamina to speak properly today.
We're counting on it. Awesome indeed. Welcome, everybody. This is episode number 408. And as always, we are so glad that you're hanging out with us. Really appreciate it.
Definitely. Whether you are listening on iTunes or Stitcher or YouTube, wherever, make sure to subscribe and get the latest episodes delivered right to your box. Why? Well, simply because it's convenient. That's the only really reason.
Yeah,
unless you like us.
Don't have to think about it.
That could be reason number two.
Just shows up and you say, oh yeah, I'm going to check this out today.
Oh yeah. All right, well, we are excited. We've got a question today, and it's one that is going to cause some controversy. It's going to be, there's going to be lots of comments on this one.
It's going to get Paul fired up, that's for sure.
It's
going to
get me fired up,
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to the discussion because I think actually, even though you're going to get fired up and you're going to be very passionate about it, which I totally understand, I think there is probably a place for this kind of market.
I know that there is a place.
And I know you hate that.
I know there is a place. I agree. I do hate that. But at the same time, if the world's going to turn around, this is what's going to happen. But I will say what you're about to hear is the fundamental reason pretty much why unions exist. But if I believe that if people were mentally stronger, there wouldn't be a need.
Well, so. We're going to. It's just going to run the gamut. I mean, it's like any industry. It's like any subsection of our country, our economy, however you want to look at it, however you want to say it. You're just going to get different kinds of people that are willing to do different kinds of things.
That's
and
true.
That's
and
the market
they look
we're
at
in.
The world in a different way, and they respond to leadership differently, and they work differently. Mm-hmm. It's a different type of person. Like I said, do I like it? No. Should we talk about it? Play the question? Yes. Is there a place for these people? Absolutely. It's because the world turns around. We're all different people. We all have a different place. And we sometimes subconsciously choose that place without knowingly doing it.
Let's check it out.
Hey, Paul. This is Todd in Houston. I wanted to give you an update and ask you a question about how much jobs are currently paying. A company that's doing volumetric work for a cement company here wants to pay drone pilots $15 to $20 an hour, yet they charge $600 for a 30-minute job. Another company out of the Houston area has contracts 12 miles west of us in West Texas for it's a two-man operation. The guy who operates the camera gets between $12 and $15 an hour, and the drone pilot gets between $18 and $25 an hour. And by my calculations, they're charging about $1,000 a day. Is it just this area, or are they trying to not pay drone pilots what they're worth?
So that
why
actually,
don't you start this one?
Well, you know what? It's interesting because that very last comment that he made, I totally understand the comment. I understand where it's coming from. But when you say these companies are trying to not pay drone pilots what they're worth, what I would say is these are companies that are trying to provide a service and keep their costs as low as possible, working within the system that exists. And the reality is they'll find people to fill those jobs.
They'll find people easily to do those jobs. Yeah. So that's the sad part. The sad part is, too, it's not local to you, my friend. It's going on everywhere.
Yeah.
Cape Productions, another example, a firm in Colorado that does those ski videos, mm-hmm. and they pay pilots $25 an hour. But I think the reason why they will find people to fill those positions is because simply – some people are complacent. They're not salespeople. You know, they don't want to put themselves out there or take the time to put themselves out there. They don't want to build a business.
Right.
And let's face it, a business is about one of two things, selling a product or a service. And if you can't sell yourself, you should never be in business. And that type of person are these people who don't want to worry about the business. All mm-hmm. they want to do is fly.
Yeah.
And $25 an hour is great to them. But I will say, dear dronies, if you think $25 an hour is a lot, let me know what it feels like when you reach $375 an hour, because you will reach that point, I guarantee it, if you pursue the right clients.
Yeah, I think one way to look at this, Paul, is maybe this is a way for, not that this would be particularly interesting work, but it would be a way for somebody who's new, and I don't know what kind of experience these companies are going to require, but if it's somebody new, perhaps it's a way to actually get some work done and actually fly commercially and kind of understand what that's like, getting out to the site, putting everything together without having to go get the business. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not entrepreneurial and they don't want to start business. Maybe it's kind of a way to break into commercially flying.
Well, it could also be a great way to learn someone else's systems or how they systematize that service, because to me, that's the most interesting thing when working for someone else. And I mean, I think that's the point of internships. You're learning what business is really all about, and you're learning how things work and the systems and checklists. Do I think drone pilots deserve more money than $25 an hour? Yeah, because I think there's just as much information in this knowledge exam as, you know, some people have for private pilots' licenses. And, you know, if we're talking about lawyers and doctors who have to go and take bar exams and whatnot, you know, I know that's expensive, and that takes, you know, 5-6 hours, and they study for weeks on end. But, you know, there are people studying for weeks on end for this test, and you have 4 hours to complete the test. So I know it's different, and I know it's the severity is probably very different, and my dad and law firm will probably be giving me a call today about this comment. But I do think that it is very difficult to be a very good drone pilot.
Yeah, well, you know, I always find it interesting that, and I'm not, I would love to see drone pilots get out there and bust their butts and do better than that.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. I think there's a couple of things going on here, but one of those things is you've also got the type of work. So if we're talking about videography and we're talking about filming a boating event or a surfing event, somewhere where your creativity, your editing skills, all these different elements come into it, where you're creating something unique and beautiful, that's going to be a different pricing model, particularly as we get more and more pilots, as opposed to going and filming a job site.
Yeah.
The skill level involved in that is completely different. So it stands to reason, when you talk about $375 an hour, I think you're probably talking about the kinds of things that you do.
Yes.
Versus going and filming a job site.
Yes.
And a lot of that's just simply when a market gets saturated and you have a lot of pilots.
But wait a minute.
Please.
Let's talk construction here.
Okay.
To film a job site, and I've worked up a couple of these contracts for some of our members.
Mm-hmm.
To film a job site takes 15 minutes. One battery.
Right.
If you have systematized it, you're taking 5 to 10 photos, it is one battery, 15 minutes. You are in and out in 20. The contract that I wrote up for a few of our members was $150 per visit.
Yeah.
So if they truly keep it, let's say they keep it below a half an hour, that's $300 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going once every week.
Sure.
So at this, I get your point. Like, you know, hey, it's more advanced, it's more experience work. Yes, I agree. But can you make hundreds of dollars per hour and systematize a business for yourself so that you're going from job site to job site to job site to job site to job site? Yes, you can. One of our members here in Albuquerque does that exact thing.
Right.
And he makes thousands of dollars every week.
Right.
And, you know, you can either go the volume model like that, which is a lot more work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recommend the volume model for you guys.
Sure.
Or you can go after the jobs that take more skill. This is why some girl posted on Facebook in the 107 study buddies, like, she's like, oh, I'm from Drone Magazine and, you know, I want to know about you guys. And I said, pick your niche.
Yeah.
You want to go after clients that you know you can service, you're capable of doing, high profit margin.
Mm-hmm.
And again, has multiple elements, like you've said. So, you know, maybe you can be more flexible with the price.
Yeah, and certainly there's a lot more skill than just going and flying the job site. I mean, there's still some editing, and if you're doing volumetric stuff, there's skill to that. There's software involved. I'm not advocating. I'm just saying we shouldn't be surprised that this is going on.
I don't think.
Nor should we be surprised that they're going to fill these jobs. That shouldn't stop the kinds of folks that you're referring to and the people that you've helped to get out there and bust their butts and try to get these guys as customers.
And I will say, though, that there is a need for people to understand their self-worth. A lot of times you will not believe you're worth a certain amount. I was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this on the podcast before. You just have to understand and come to a conclusion that you are worth the amount that you say. If you say your amount with confidence and conviction, you'd be blown away at how much you'll actually get.
Yeah.
But I will say, yeah, there are going to be people to fill these jobs. But also, if you don't want to be that, which clearly the caller did not want to be that, work on building your business. Work on building a network. Work on building relationships. That way, you can discover your niche, focus on that service, systematize it, make it as efficient as possible, and you're making hundreds of dollars per hour or per day. You know, because at the same time, if you take it like a small businessman where you're doing all the work, you're going out and producing the videos, you're not hiring anyone else, you're going to make a lot more money and you're going to do exactly what the guys that you don't like are trying to do, which is reduce costs, create efficiency, and increase profits. The thing is that you have the balls, literally, to say my self-worth is, you know, $250 an hour because I've been flying for 3 years. I know about interferences, potential problems. I'm always checking that. I'm always checking checklists. I've never had a crash while on site. Like, you know, if you're a true professional, it shows. And if you charge those prices and you're not a true professional, you're not going to get the client back.
Right. And if this kind of a job isn't for you, which I think probably most of our listeners it is not for, then discover and learn to articulate your value proposition and then get out there and sell yourself. Have the confidence Paul's referring to. If a company is choosing to go this route in terms of getting this kind of work done, there's plenty of other opportunities out there. Go find them.
Yeah, and I have a simple mind trick for you that will help you understand your self-worth. If you have a client, next person that calls you, and they're like, oh, I'm on a deadline. I need to film September 5th, sunset. You know what my response is every time? I'm busy. I may have a client that day. I don't say I'm busy, but I may have a client that day. So if Rob's calling me for a job on September 5th and you say, hey, Paul, are you available?
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to check my calendar. I'm busy. I may be able to do it, but, you know, I'm going to have to prioritize things. Let me see, you know, for $2,500 per day for the day, no editing. If you got want editing and production, it's going to be more, but our base rate, $2,500 a day just to get us out there. It's going to be 50% to even book it because I'm tired of people calling me wanting drone services and then canceling. I only have so many days out of the year. I don't know about you, and I don't want to waste your time just like you don't want to waste mine, right? So
absolutely.
That being said,
fair enough.
$2,500 a day, I can do it. Otherwise, I'm going to service the other client. And you'll be shocked when people will be like, oh, wow. And then, like, and you're like, well, I would love to help you out. I really would. But I've got another client who's willing to pay that same price, and they've already expressed interest in that day. I'm just waiting for a deposit on them. And that's when they say, oh, all right, let's get a deposit going. Because what you're doing is psychological. It's scarcity. Mm-hmm. It's authority. And you're also, how do I say this? The scarcity is really big. When you add the social element, though, it really helps out a lot. Like, hey, someone, I'm just waiting for someone else to pay the deposit.
Right.
When they say, okay, I'll pay you, then you now know instantly that you're worth $2,500 a day and that you can forever believe from that day on that you are worth it.
Yeah, I mean, we want to be honest in our marketing and in our conversations. I think there is salesmanship that goes into this, though. And I think,
what's salesmanship?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I think it's things like being very, very confident in your ability and being very, very confident in what you're worth and in your value proposition. I know that's kind of a buzzword thing that people might be getting tired of. Totally lost my train of thought, but what I was going to say is if you're going to go that route, which I totally get it, I think you better be prepared for them to say, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
But and this has happened to you where people have said, I think we're going to try somebody else who's cheaper. If you're really good, the odds are they're going to come back to you. So think of it as a pipeline down the road.
Which is true. And that's happened 3 or 4 times this year already.
Yeah.
So
I just want people to be prepared. I mean, if you go into that with, you know, feeling good, feeling confident, but just know,
Rob,
you might lose that client at that point in time.
Yep. Rob is the age of realism over here.
But it might come back and likely will, depending on who they go use.
True. By the way, that whole mental trick was taught to me from a good friend over at the Copter Kids. Justin Woodcock, he owns the drone store now in Reno.
Yeah.
A few years ago, we had that conversation, Gallup, and I did it a few weeks later, and ever since, prices went up. So anyway.
Where do I sign, Paul?
Oh, guys, I hope this podcast was really informative for you. If you've got some business questions of your own, you're trying to navigate this arena, understand it is difficult, but we want to help. So go to askadroneyou.com and upload your question, whether it's about drones, FPV racing, which we haven't had one in a while, or drone business, which we love. Please, please, please go to askdroneyou.com and upload that question. If you want a free study guide, if you want quizzes, tests, practice, test prep, everything that you'll need to really make sure that if you spend the time, you're going to pass the test, you can go to thedroneyou.com to get all of that information. And if you want to attend a live streaming class, you can still do it today, but not tomorrow. So go to droneyoulive.com right now and get that live streaming course for part 107. It is going to be 9 hours long or more. I know that sounds like a lot, but hey, you want to be prepared for this test, and we're going to make sure that you are. So that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone Youth.